from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban 3 fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck,
Hook him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to Springsteen.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Today is National Radio Day.
I like it.
Do you consider yourself a radio guy?
Yes. A decade? Yes, I'm a radio guy.
Right? I mean, you're a radio guy.
Yeah, 100%.
Lana, you're a radio guy, right?
100%.
I mean, really, did you have any job out of college other than radio? Are you really a lifelong radio guy?
Day I graduated FIU, I was hired by WQM. The day, I remember.
Wow.
I worked other jobs before, but day I graduated college... Radio. I was going to go to law school, put it on hold. I said, I'll go chase the dream, and here
I
am.
You were going to go to law school?
I was already studying for the LSAT.
You really are delusional. You really are delusional. You're delusional in your sports exploits. You are delusional in everything. You were going to law school?
Was studying for the LSAT, was going to get into FIU law, and I'd probably be making...
You got waitlisted at UCF.
And I barely graduated FIU, but guess what, brother? When I put my mind to something... I normally fall short. I'm not going to lie.
Wow. You you could have been the ticket wizard.
Yeah, I was going to be a doctor till this football thing worked out.
Yeah, that's wild. You were going to go to law school. What about you, Jimmy? Jimmy, are you a radio guy?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I think you are as well.
Yeah, when I was in college, I did an internship with 790.
Oh, yeah. Jimbo Slice.
Yes, Jimbo Slice.
They used to call him Jimbo Slice.
I like that.
They did, Jimbo Slice.
I didn't even know that. I call you Jimbo all the time.
Yeah, Jimbo Slice. Well, today is National Radio Day. We're going to talk about that throughout the show. Gino Toretta is going to join us today. He leaves tomorrow for Dublin because the FSU Georgia Tech game is in Dublin on Saturday. He's got the call of it on his touchdown radio. But he's a radio guy as well, not just play-by-play like for touchdown radio, but he used to do a talk show here on QAM. Yeah. And I think if we have time today, we had a great radio conversation several years ago with Tree, our engineer, about the old days of 560 QAM, because he's been here for every single moment of it. We were at Twin Peaks. And he talked about, you know, the early days with Eddie Kay, Eddie Kaplan, and so on and so forth. And I happen to love radio. I do. And today's National Radio Day. I'm a lifelong radio guy. And I enjoy talking radio and celebrating radio. And yes, it is very different. I'm sure even in the 10 years you've been here, Crowder, radio is very different. Ooh. When I got into it and I graduated UM in 91, radio was very different in 1991 than it is in 2024.
How many years have we been together? About eight?
Yeah.
That's when radio changed for me, when I got a hold of this Hawkman character.
Well, we've had a good run, no question.
Percentage block rates of the guards, and it's different now.
You know, we talked about yesterday, speaking of radio and kind of inside, you know, behind the curtain, Solana. We were talking yesterday on the show. You were off yesterday because it was the day after a vacation. You always take that off. Mm-hmm. We were talking about missing podcast downloads and how our numbers have gone down. And we came to this conclusion that it really started to drop off when Jimmy was added to the show. Have you thought about that angle?
I have, actually. Okay. I have. And truthfully, I'll take it a step further. That started happening not when Jimmy was added to the show, but more specifically when you gave Jimmy all of the power to choose the music. So, Jimmy, I don't blame you. I blame Hawk, who knew you'd pander to him.
I've done this to myself?
Right. Who knew you'd pander to him with the music selection, because that's what you do. You're a panderer. And
You would make a good attorney.
I think it's very much worth, at the very least, investigating a bit here. Because, listen, we all love Duran Duran. But nobody wants to listen to Duran Duran every single day for 4 hours.
Well, Solana, who's our gatekeeper of this show? Because, like, we just let Jimmy M gung-ho and just let him on. He could be a double agent.
Kind of what you guys did with me, though, right? Like, I just took over for Flaro, and anybody with a mic, just go ahead. You have something to add? Go ahead.
Solana was a double agent for Big O, but we flipped the double agent into a triple agent.
I met Solana the first day he worked with us. I was like, nice to meet you. You go by Alex,
anyway,
right?
We will celebrate National Radio Day today. I will ask you again. I asked you yesterday. Download the podcast. If you don't have the Odyssey app, please download the Odyssey app. It's AUDACY and in the app stores. And then favorite our show, and on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast, if you can make sure you are subscribed to the Hawkman and Crowder show, and even better, automatic downloads, that would be great. I will admit to you, Solana, I admitted to Crowder and Jimmy yesterday during the show, I was not subscribed to the Hawkman and Crowder show on Apple Podcasts, nor was I downloading the show. I didn't have it favorited on the Odyssey app, but I took care of all that yesterday. But we're asking everyone who listens, even if you don't listen to the podcast, help us out, because something happened. Something weird happened where we went from like 3 million. This is funny. You want to talk about how radio has changed over the course of the years that I've been in radio? There were no podcasts. If you wanted to listen to radio, you listened when the host was on, and that's it.
So old.
And nobody, you know, we replay stuff. Nobody did that. No one. Maybe Neil Rogers. Neil Rogers would do a little bit of that. Neil Rogers would play some of his best of stuff, and he would come out with a best of CD every now and then. But man, like the way people listen today, it's very different. You can get your, like, there are so many different delivery mechanisms for what you want to hear nowadays that it's almost mind-boggling. But back in the day, like, you wanted to hear Neil Rogers for 4 hours, you listened when Neil Rogers was on the air, and the ratings reflected that. Same thing in television. Radio doesn't work that way anymore. We still get ratings. Our ratings are through the roof, but it's different. It's not like it used to be, because the reason I'm so concerned about the podcast numbers is because that's what the company's concerned about.
Yeah. And it's weird because you say that, because I was told, it's like when I got into radio, I had, you know, I don't have any degrees. I had a crash course, and people were telling me every segment's a new segment. Don't say, like I said before, because there's different listeners. Like, I got this crash course. But the thing is, if we know the segment is good, why wouldn't we bless somebody else with that segment? Right. Where I did. So it's 13 years. We're eight. So I was on radio 5 years before Hawkman and Crowder. And I have never replayed anything in 5 years until I got on this show.
People go, oh, it's so lazy. You've played that. You know what? We did a segment. It was funny. We've played it 6 times over the course of 8 years. You know what I mean? Like, people are in their car. A lot of people listen to radio very leisurely. Some people listen. They're in tune. They look forward to this 4 hours every day. Or if they can listen for 2 hours, they listen for 2 hours. But a lot of people, it's very casual, and you want them to hear some of the funnier or best stuff that you've done, because why not?
And you might have rubbed off on me, but I don't, when people say that, because some people do say that, like, yeah, man, you know, y'all replay those segments and all. I say, hey, who's your favorite artist? Whatever they say. Jay-Z. I say, what's your favorite song? 99 Problems. I said, have you listened to 99 Problems once?
Right.
That makes sense. I said, okay, so leave me the hell alone, Jack. Get the hell out of my face. I'm eating wings.
I was taught kind of early on in talk radio, treat it a little bit like you do music radio. I mean, when I got into music radio, I interned in Chicago, B96, which is a station that our company now owns. But when I interned, it was 1990 or 89 at B96. MC Hammer, You Can't Touch This. I think it was You Can't Touch This. Maybe it was Pray or something. I don't know. But we played it every 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, it was on the log every 40 minutes. And the reason is, people like to hear what's good or what they like. And the same thing can be true for talk radio. It's just the reality of it. If I know that today is National Radio Day and we have a good segment that we did about radio, why should I try to replicate it or read you an Ask Ira column when I know there's something really good and interesting that you'll enjoy? I kind of try to think of ourselves as the cruise director. Solana just got off a cruise, but as the cruise director for the next 4 hours. And maybe we'll have new excursions, or maybe we'll tell you about an excursion we did once before that was great. But I happen to love radio. I think people who listen to radio, they know that radio is like the most special medium out there, I think. Because even unlike podcasts, you go into a studio. I mean, you know it with the Pivot. Go into a studio, you don't feel that same thing, because you know no one's consuming it live at that moment. You know what I mean?
Yep.
There's just a different feeling when you're taping something to be released later versus when you're doing it and it's live in that moment and there are thousands of people consuming it live at that moment. I love that. That's one of the things I love about radio.
Yeah, that thought was, I used to think about, I'm just, honestly, my mind is, I'm talking to y'all three. But when I first got in radio, I would really think about, man, there's people all over the place in South Florida. Listen to this right now. Let me not sound silly. Then I got with y'all, and sounding silly kind of doesn't matter
anymore. That was the idea. Yeah, the idea was to sound silly. But I love live radio. You can react to it. Yesterday, we're doing the show. Savon Ahmed gets released by the Dolphins. Did you know that, Solana? Because you were on a cruise.
I did. I did see that yesterday.
That's your guy.
The over-under Hawk tells everybody you're on a cruise in the first segment.
Oh, 19.
Oh, my God. I mean, this guy goes on a 2-day cruise and misses the next day of work. It's unbelievable.
What was wrong? What was wrong? So I got to know.
No, there was nothing wrong. I took off Monday. I took off Friday. I took off Monday. You guys knew that. We talked about it. We joked about it on Friday.
No one knew that you were off Monday. No one knew.
Everybody knew that I was off Monday.
No one knew. And Jimmy, what did you say yesterday? I said to Dan, is Solana signing in to do the show? And Dan said, I believe so. And I said, is he doing headlines? And he said, yeah, I would guess so. And then you just never showed up.
But Dan and I have had this planned for like 2 months, where he was going to cover me on Friday and on Monday. We talked about it on this show on Friday when we recorded the first 2 hours. I even made the joke. I said, I'll see you guys Tuesday. And you said, yeah, because you'll be in the ER Monday. I said, no, I have the day off Monday already. And you guys laughed.
No, you made the joke, I'll see you Tuesday, because we knew we'd see you Monday. It's not a joke if you were actually going to see us Tuesday.
Well, that was the plan. I don't know what you guys want me to do. Maybe read the emails I send. I don't know what else to tell you. I had Friday and so Monday off.
You got sick on the little cruise?
No, I'm good. I feel great.
You got a little cruisy sick?
What happened in that little stateroom?
Hey.
That indoor state, that interior stateroom.
What happened in that closet with the bed?
Hey, come on.
Funny. All right, let's do headlines. Gino Toretta is going to join us. We can talk some college football with him, and we'll talk some radio today. Have a little fun.
All right. These headlines were driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Dolphins did make roster changes Monday. I'm sure you went through them yesterday at the end of the show, but Sevan Ahmed being cut, no longer on the team, kind of highlighted all of those roster changes.
Yeah, that's the I was saying yesterday to Crowder and Dan and Jimmy, like, I thought him and Miles Gaskin, when they needed to, they held it down. Crowder just smirks. I liked Ahmed and Gaskin. I thought they were both very good.
Hawk, let's go look at our rushing team when
again,
they were here.
It's not Mostert and Achane. I'm not saying that it is, but when those two guys had to hold it down, they did.
Why did they hold down the 28th rushing attack in the league? Come on, be honest.
I thought they were okay. I got no problems with either of them. I'm going to miss Sevan Ahmed.
Which
Salvin
play?
Ahmed.
Which play is your favorite?
Bro, last year, Sevan Ahmed actually played a big role with this team. If you remember, early on in the year, after Devon Achane exploded, he got hurt. He missed like a third of the season. Sevan Ahmed and Jeff Wilson were your backup running backs. Sevan played that Devon Achane role, I would say, formidably. Like, he was good, and he's been a consistently solid backup. But at some point, like, that's not good enough. You draft another guy that has all the explosiveness of Devon Achane and Jalen Wright. And Chris Brooks has played really well, even though he's in concussion protocol. You have Jeff Wilson Jr. You have those quick, speedy backs already. We know what Sevan's ceiling is. He was kind of just the odd man on the outside this year.
But he was always reliable.
He was. No, he was.
He was reliable.
He's going to get picked up. You'll see he's going to get picked up. He's going to get signed.
I think he'll be back with the Dolphins at some point.
So last year he held it down, did his thing.
Yeah.
He
2.8 yards per carry.
Yeah, but
one touchdown. Right. Jimmy can do 2.8 a carry in this offense.
Stop it. Stop it. Have you seen Jimmy at play?
Come on, man. I'm not bad-mouthing the man. Hawk's like,
sounds like you are.
I love that duo of Gaskins.
No, all I said was the guy served the Dolphins well during the time he was here. I will go to my grave with that thought. You will not push me off my take on Sevan Ahmed.
He almost got the 3 yards of carry. What? If he'd have got 3 yards of carry, boy, you got something going, Hawk.
So I imagine you guys spent a lot of time or some time yesterday discussing Tua Tagovailoa's comments to Dan Le Batard on Brian Flores. I imagine that came up yesterday.
We didn't, only because I didn't want to get into the same thing that we had gotten into when he signed his extension. It was when Tua said exactly what I said, which is a guy telling you suck all day long is going to affect you.
Yeah.
Crowder argued it with me for an hour straight, and if I brought it up again, we're going to have the same argument. Except Tua says what I'm saying.
Yep.
Hurts my feelings.
Well,
but you're twisting it.
He talked bad about me.
It's deeper than that. But this is why I didn't bring it up.
Right. So I don't have this audio yet because I'm just seeing it populate on my Twitter feed. But 8 minutes ago, it looks like Brian Flores today, remember, he's the DC of the Minnesota Vikings, was asked about these comments, obviously. And I'm not kidding you. The video of Brian Flores has been retweeted 17 consecutive times onto my timeline. So I imagine it's something good from Brian Flores or something that we all want to hear. Again, I'm just saying this right now.
Like Javon Holland says, that guy can kick rocks. Brian Flores.
I'll get the audio. We'll listen to it in the next headlines at 3 p.m.
You know what I hate? It's going to be Brian Flores agreeing with me, and it's going to make me look crazy.
No. I think he's going to say, yeah, that was my first head coaching job, and I handled that improperly. That's what I think.
I think he's going to say, I didn't know grown men worried about stuff like that.
There was a Dolphins practice today. It was actually their final camp practice here in Miami. Tyreek Hill, you guys see this? He had a brace on his hand today, his right hand. He was wearing a brace.
Yeah, the practice today, according to Chris Perkins in the Sun Sentinel, stock up and stock down for practice. Stock up the 30-somethings. Armstead, Ramsey, Poyer, Campbell. They all participated in today's practice. He says, perhaps for the first time during training camp, stock down the downfield passing game. You said Tyreek wasn't there. This element, the downfield passing game, does not exist in the Dolphins offense without Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle. And radio. This training camp report is sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part? You can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. If you're ready to make the move, log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. Radio.
Dolphins will hold a joint practice with the Bucks in Tampa.
National Radio Day. I mean, let's we celebrate radio.
Yeah.
Is that just yelling radio every now and again?
Like, that's unique to radio. Hey, I'm going to tell you something about camp. And that was brought to you by radio.
My favorite radio is Cuba Gooding Jr. That's my man.
Jimmy, on the music today, you know, Solana wants to get younger. There's a group called Radio. R-A-Y-D-I-O. And that features Ray Parker Jr. You know, he did the Ghostbusters song. He did The Other Woman. I'm in love with the other woman. Well, Radio has a song called You Can't Change That. I believe it's from the early 80s. I would like to hear that today for National Radio Day. Ray Parker Jr. and his band Radio.
Got it, Jimmy?
I got it.
Okay.
Okay.
It didn't look like you wrote anything down or anything.
Yeah. We just need a verbal response because we're on radio.
In honor of National Radio Day, you will be hearing this plenty today.
One of the biggest blunts I remember. Is my cat in here? No, I can swear I just saw a cat run to the studio and touch you.
You got problems, bro.
I remember, no, I just thought I saw a cat. I don't know how that would be a problem. I just didn't see the cat.
What's his name?
I don't know. My cat's Nova. I didn't know if it was my cat or not. If I mispronounce my cat, I do apologize.
That is radio. That doesn't happen on podcasts because it's not live. That's radio. That's why I love radio. That moment with John Renshaw and Alex Dono is why I love radio.
This only happens on football radio broadcasts.
Is my cat in here?
What's his name?
I don't know. My cat's Nova. I don't know if it's my cat or not. If I mispronounce my cat's name, I do apologize.
DBJ really trying to get into character on that one.
I don't know.
All right, anything else, Solana?
Yeah, just your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Been raining here in El Portal. 50% chance of rain for all of South Florida. Hot and humid. That, gentlemen, is your weather.
All right, the Heisman Trophy winner, Gino Toretta, is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yeah, how much for one rib?
Hawk and Crowder. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Gino Toretta is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, is headed to Dublin, Ireland for the FSU-Georgia Tech game on Saturday, which will kick off the college football season. You can hear it on Gino Toretta's Touchdown Radio, and you can listen to that all across the world, from what I'm told. And Gino is joining us now. Hello, Gino.
Hawk, how are you?
I'm good. How'd you enjoy a little Irish music there to get you in the mood for Dublin?
You know, it was almost like the what do they call it? The Irish step dancing or tap dancing,
and then yeah, like Lord of the Dance, the Michael Flatley's Lord of the Dance.
Then it turned into the Nirvana grunge rock version of it, and a little aggressive there at the end.
Yeah, got a little more aggressive than I thought it was going to be after the first couple of flutes, the first couple of fluty notes that I heard
I like how there was all kinds of advanced planning by Solana, and just said, "Yeah, let's just go with this song because it's got Irish in the name."
Right, and then doesn't even listen to see, you know, if Irish in the name, we'll fire it off. But that is radio. Today is National Radio Day. I was talking with Crowder and Solana and Jimmy and reminding them that you had a radio show. You're a radio guy because you do radio broadcasts on Touchdown Radio, but you used to have a talk show here on QAM.
I did, and Channing got me fired. I think he took my slot.
Is that what happened? I think now that you say it, Channing has not. Speaking of radio,
I think it was a couple iterations. Channing was probably still playing.
Just so you know, Channing has not yet returned to the show. That's why you haven't heard his voice. This is National Radio Day. We went to commercial break, and now like he's here, and we went to commercial break, and that was however many minutes ago, long time ago. And he still has yet to return, because I'm watching the video monitor where he is. He still has yet to return to his microphone.
Where is he? Is he
at home?
Is he in Florida?
He's at home.
He's at home. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Listen, I'm not going to pass judgment. That's I'm not going to pass judgment. Apparently, QAM just pays without without making sure he's there for the entire work shift.
It's similar to football because I always said to him, like, you know, there's a play clock, and you kind of have to have a mental idea of when the play clock is running down or going to run down. I'm imagining you as a quarterback probably had that gift. You maybe didn't even have to glance at it. He doesn't seem to have that internal clock.
I mean, I'm a little disappointed because if he was the host, we'd still be listening to that Irish song.
Oh, here he is. Here's Crowder. So hey. No internal clock, huh? You have no concept of how long a commercial break might be.
Man, Gino, what up, baby? We've been back.
Hey, we're wrapping up the interview, Channing. 20 minutes later.
Oh, man, I have some good ones.
That's what I deal with, Gino. That's what I deal with. I mean, would Steve White ever be late to a segment?
I think so.
I'll tell you some other things he'd do, too. I just
it might not have been by choice, Hawk, but I think so.
So have you been to Dublin before? Have you been there?
I have not. I just went to Italy for the first time this summer. When I went to NFL Europe, when I played over there in 95, I was based in Dusseldorf, Germany. And let's see, our first game was in Scotland. We also played in Amsterdam and Barcelona, but I have not been to.
Now, how does Gino Toretta fly? Do you fly first class?
No, that's expensive as heck to fly. No,
you're a big-time broadcaster. You're going for a big-time college game.
I fly. I'm executive platinum on America. I got I got a nice seat. It's not first class.
You carry on the Heisman Trophy, or do you pack that to go?
Hawk, that's like 70 pounds if I put it in the case and 45 if I don't put it in the case. I have carried it on an airplane before, only when I flew home from winning the Heisman. And
that's a good flex.
Great story is I got it in a duffel bag. I put my jacket over the top of the trophy because it won't fit in the bag. I get on the plane and like these people, the flight attendant's like, you gotta check that. And I'm like, I can't check it. Well, what is it? Then I'm like, you know what? It's a trophy. They put me in the last row and they're like, you gotta put that in the overhead. They're like, there's no room for it. You gotta check it. I go, I'm not checking this. And then she the trophy. So I pulled it out. And then I got the last row.
Oh, we got a bad phone connection with you, Gino. Let's try to reconnect with them. We have a bad phone connection here. But imagine, you think they just like, obviously they do. Maybe it's different nowadays, but like, it seems like you win the Heisman Trophy and they just go, here's your trophy. Have a good time getting home. Like, you'd think they would be like, hey, can we deliver this? Or I don't know. Seems like the Stanley Cup is not so willy nilly.
Did he have to buy his own ticket back from the Heisman Trophy?
Sounds like it. And then he didn't have a case for it, so he just put it in a duffel bag and just kind of carried it himself.
And he's sitting on 34B. Like, I just won the Heisman Trophy.
Like, you're just on national TV. You win the Heisman Trophy. And then it's like you're leaving there, and they're just like, hey, here, take your trophy. And then have a good flight back. They don't give you any sort of, like, they don't ship it to the house, Gino?
Yeah, he's not back just yet. We're going to reconnect with him in a few seconds here.
Oh, I got you.
Man, you know what's the point? I was going to ask Gino this too, but now he's not on. You know, we'll get him when he comes back. What's the point of the college game going international? The NFL wanted to expand, and they wanted to take Jacksonville over there. It's just like it's expanding the college game too. I don't get the thought of this.
Still a business. Still a moneymaker.
But there's going to be more Florida State fans in Dublin?
No, but you grow your fan base outside of the country. The bigger your fan base is, the better you're going to do. And when I say fan base, I mean college football fan base. So if you run college football, then you go to the TV networks and the game now is live from Dublin, Ireland. And all of a sudden you can charge more for advertising because it's more of an event and you can tie in more sponsors, international sponsors. And that's just a growth opportunity right there.
So it's the same thing the NFL started in 08, but it took college football, what?
Well, they've been doing games because Notre Dame's played a couple games in Dublin, Ireland. I know that. Obviously, they would already have a big fan base there.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they've done international games, though. You know they do neutral field games. We know that. Like, neutral field games are no big deal. All right, Gino's back with us. So they don't ship the Heisman to your house?
Gino's quiet this time.
Mm. Not going as well on national radio. Not going as well on national radio day as I had anticipated.
Well, that's what happens when it's storming like heck down here in Coral Gables near the U. And I don't know. Bad cell connection.
Well, so why don't they ship the Heisman to your house? Why did you have to take it home in a duffel bag?
Well, first off, when you win it, there's not a case for you because they may now like make a case for the winner. Actually, they probably even don't because now the winners they don't fly commercial. All the candidates are flown up by their NIL or their collectives first class on private jets. So they probably don't even have to worry about it. But in the past, I mean, there's a story when Eddie George won his, and let's see, he was 95. He put his through security, and it bent the hand that was sticking out into the perfect form of giving everybody the middle finger. So they had to send him a whole nother trophy. So I was like trying to go home, you know, same thing. You're like, you know, you don't want to, you know, carrying the thing through the airport and you got the trophy and all that stuff. So I got in a duffel bag, I covered it up, and I walk on the plane and they're like, you got to put that in overhead. And I was probably, you know, back then I was probably boarding in zone 9. So everybody, there was nothing available on the plane. And then, so they were like, if you can't get that in overhead, you have to get off the plane or they have to check it. And I'm like, I'm not going to check it. And then I had to finally, the flight attendant, I took the jacket off of it, the windbreaker on top of it. She was like, big eyes. She goes, oh, just come sit back here. So I sat in the last row by the lavatory, and I put it on the ground in the window seat, and I took the aisle seat. So that was how I got it home.
Did you have to buy your own airline ticket? Because back in those days, like, you literally couldn't take a dime from any entity.
No. Back for award shows, they could buy you your plane. The award people bought the plane ticket. So the Heisman people bought the plane tickets back then, and they would fly in your family. But that was that. It wasn't. Yeah, because I mean, like, crazy rules. Like, Channing doesn't know this, but when you win a national championship, when I won it. Won a championship, you could only spend $300 on the ring. So our national championship rings were basically $300 worth of gold and a bunch of glass chips on top. And my Heisman ring was, I'm not joking. And my Heisman ring is real diamonds, but they couldn't give it to me until my eligibility was done. So they just wait until your eligibility's done and they give you more of like a ring with real diamonds in it. Yeah, that's crazy.
So my Outback Bowl ring costs more than Geno's national championship ring.
Crazy.
Yes,
I got a leg up on him.
Because the metal was probably the price of gold or zirconian that you had back then in the Outback Bowl. So, come on, you can't sell citrus without UT. Did you guys take UT's spot in the Citrus Bowl?
We're out back. We went to Tampa and ate blooming onions. Gino, after that ceremony, because it's different now, like you're right. Jaden Daniels walks off, gets on a private jet, stays at Equinox somewhere. You win the trophy. The ceremony's over. Everybody's hugging you. And they just cut you loose in the street with the trophy? Like, you could have got robbed? Like, there was no security?
Well, so when I won, the Downtown Athletic Club still existed. So it was a building. It was like first 15 floors were an athletic club, and the top 25 floors were like a hotel slash you could stay there. Like, members could stay there or members guests. So you were in basically a hotel unit, And then, you know, the third floor, there was like a grill and a bar and stuff. Oh, yeah. But it was like I won. And like my brothers, I got three older brothers. We literally, I have, you know, I can't confirm nor deny who paid for the limousine. But we got in a limousine and we went out on the town in New York all night. So I don't know where we ended up, but it was we had a lot of fun. But it's kind of you win and good luck. Yeah, I've had some good stories, like the Oklahoma coaching staff going out with those guys when Jason White and Adrian Peterson were up there for the Heisman. So yeah, lots of good time. Now it's gonna change with the playoffs. Totally change.
Yeah, it's a whole different landscape. Speaking of college football, because it kicks off Saturday and you'll be in Dublin, you can listen to FSU Georgia Tech on Touchdown Radio. Is FSU the cream of the crop in the ACC? I mean, ranking-wise, they are, but what about Clemson? What about Miami? Like, how do you rank them, you know, with your eyes and your thoughts?
So I think here is everybody's picking Miami, Clemson, Florida State to win the conference. Like one of those three is definitely going to win. I think it's, you know, Clemson plays Georgia next week, so we'll kind of see how they're going to do against the best of the best in the country. FSU lost a ton of starters. I think they lost 8 starters, including the quarterback and a lot of weapons, but they went back to the transfer portal. They got DJ Uiagalelei that used to play at Clemson, transferred to Oregon State. Now he's at Florida State. So we'll see. This is kind of the first iteration of a team that they got screwed last year in the playoff. And now, how do you reload in a time of NIL and transfer portal? And basically, we're going to see if Norvell has the guys that he got to transfer in to fill some of those big shoes are going to be able to play at the level of those guys last year. And I think Miami is, you know, we got Cam Ward, we got a stud receiver transferring in, we got, you know, Martinez in the backfield. You know, I think it's and we got Florida State at home, which is good for our schedule. So, you know, but Florida State has won last year. They were undefeated, and then Clemson's kind of been really the standard. But they've had a couple down years. But I think out of those three, for sure, one of those three is going to win the conference.
And, Gino, bigger picture, though, nationally, the all of them, Big Ten, SEC, and all that, who's still the dog? Everybody thinks Georgia, you know, Michigan. Is it the same teams as last year, or do you think somebody can go up there and compete with them?
I think it's the same teams as last year. I think Georgia is reloading. Beck came back, the starting quarterback. He's got to be the front runner for the Heisman. Michigan lost a ton of players. I don't think Michigan's going to be in the mix. Ohio State is upset that they've lost several consecutive years to Michigan and apparently has spent probably Tua's getting paid this season on their team this year. So they have a very well compensated club. And we'll see. I think that the whole conference realignment thing, I mean, USC and UCLA, Oregon, and Washington going into the Big Ten, you know, it's almost like every year when you talk about the SEC and it's like, all right, who's going to win? It's like, who's going to survive? And I think that's what's going to happen with the Big Ten and the SEC. It's who's going to survive that conference and have a good enough record to get in the top 12 playoff at the end of the year. Might we have somebody that's, you know, 8-12 that gets in the national championship game? That could happen, kind of similar than the Packers when they were 8-8 and won the Super Bowl with Rodgers years back.
Miami and Florida is what I think 11 days away. And we had you on and we marveled at how excited you were about UM, because normally, You're let me see it before I get excited. But Crowder and I know you've talked about this, but I just want to re-ask you this question, because Crowder, we talked about this last week. He doesn't necessarily believe that any of what Cam Ward did at Washington State is an indicator of what he can or will do at Miami and in the ACC. So do you agree with any of that, or can you look at what he did and say, no, Miami has one here?
Well, I've gone back to tape at Incarnate World at Texas when he came out of high school. And Channing needs to go watch that film. No, I'm kidding. I've seen the guy with my own eyes. Listen, I'm usually guarded, and I'm still guarded with you know, expectations going into a season. But when I see a guy that, you know, physical talent, and Channing's played enough where it's like, you see a guy under center and you're just like, damn, that dude's different. And Cam Ward is different. He can flat out spin it. He has been on those guys. He has been a leader. But quarterbacks rely on 10 other guys around them to be good. Everybody else has got to do their job for you to do yours well and to be great at it. So I just think that he's got it, and I think that he's got a ton of experience. And I think it's gonna be fun to watch. I think he's gonna be spread wide open, and he can listen physically. You get in the NFL and it's like out of the 100 quarterbacks, everybody throws the ball the same. There's maybe five or six guys where dudes are like, "Whoa, that dude can flat out throw. This kid can flat out throw." Is what I do know.
Miami will take it to UF. Miami takes it to him on the third.
I don't like that evaluation.
Hawk, I want to know if you've tried the Hugo Spritz, since this is the summer of the Spritz.
Let's bet on that. The UM-UF game. Let's bet an Aperol Spritz on this. You've heard of this Aperol Spritz?
Aperol is bitter. It's bitter. I didn't like it. After going to Italy, I was like, listen, I tried them, and I was turned on to the Hugo Spritz, which was a lot better in my eyes. Now, we have the Toretta homemade limoncello, and we can make a Toretta homemade limoncello spritz.
I'm a big fan of limoncello.
A bottle of that on that. Those are a little bit stronger. The Ugo liquor and the Aperol, the Saint Germain and the Aperol aren't very strong, but Toretta's homemade limoncello is a little bit stronger in the vodka content.
You know, do you say the word spritz with pride at restaurants?
Yeah, it's a hot drink.
No, I just asked for an Ugo, and then they look at me crazy, and then I tell them what's in it, and they're like, oh, okay. So I don't really go with the spritz. I'm just, you know, listen, the first person to introduce me to the spritz is my daughter, and the second one that I saw posting about it is Hawkman. So, you know, that'll I put them in the same category,
two,
I guess.
Two amazing women.
It's the hot new drink, the Aperol Spritz. Everyone's talking about it. You're gonna drink a pint in Dublin?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Guinness. The beer over there is very good. Maybe an Irish whiskey or two.
But will you drink Guinness room temperature and I mean, I don't understand how people find that enjoyable.
I would say this: after spending time in Germany, we were there for what, 2 months. The beer there that I loved, and it's probably the best beer I've ever had. It was called Schlosser Alt, and it was like a amber, kind of a brown, not quite Guinness. It was cool. It wasn't cold, but it was damn good. And the Guinness, from what I understand, fresh in Ireland, tastes totally different than the Guinness we get here. So
let's be honest, though. The best beer ever was at the tavern in those plastic little cups. It was no brand. It was just called beer. And half of it was foam. That was the best ever.
No, the best beer ever is free beer.
That's what you were getting at the tavern. And the guy was carrying his Heisman around. I was paying for his beers.
Every beer Hawk got was $14. You wonder why.
Yeah, Gina was like, this is great here at the tavern. All the girls want to talk to you. The beer's free.
I was jumping over the bar filling up the pitchers.
I'm like, what is this place you talk about, the tavern? Because I've been there. Nothing's free. No one wants to talk to me.
It's crowded. I smell like an ashtray when I get home and I get a shower.
In the meantime, Gino's leaving with six women and a Heisman trophy, and he's got a car service outside waiting for him. He's like, I don't understand. What are you complaining about, Hawk?
Like, come on. Car service? I lived in the Grove. I didn't need a car.
Yeah, I'm trying to get from the Grove to Pearson Hall. There's no such thing as Uber. All my friends have left me. All right. See you, Gino. Safe travels to Ireland.
See you guys. Appreciate it.
There you go. Gino Toretta, Touchdown Radio. FSU and Georgia Tech Saturday. You could listen to it on Touchdown Radio.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Come in!
Hawk and Crowder. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.